Good afternoon, sir. What is your name, sir?
Luis Rosales, 308-979.
Mr. Rosales, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. Based on information we have, you was notified of this hearing back on June 14th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this afternoon. May I assume that you want to represent yourself, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. And I want to take this opportunity to introduce you to them. To my left, your right, is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. And next to Ms. Rittenhouse is the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Mike Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel lead for your hearing today. Sir, as you can also see in the room, we have that gentleman there. That is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Rosales and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you guard or be restored firm? Sir, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you guard or be restored firm?
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2 is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about September 28, 2017, as written directed on September 22, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, that she was under restraining from supervision. So is that true or false?
It's true, sir.
Thank you so much.
My whereabouts, they knew about my whereabouts.
Okay, we'll get a chance to talk about that in just a few moments. But based upon the admission of Mr. Rosales, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and he was delinquent that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Now, sir, we're getting ready to go into phase two of your hearing. And in phase two, the board will, at the end of this phase, we'll make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. And so we're going to ask that you remain on the phone, remain quiet as we get this information, then we're going to be back, and then we can tell the board whatever we want to tell the board. So at this time, Mr. Westwood, would you present some background information, please, sir?
On June 8, 2017, Mr. Rosales was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 29, 2018 by the Pinal County Sheriff's Office, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on that date's missing. I pulled it up here. He was returned to the Department of Corrections on May 31st, 2018. He has an adjusted community supervision end date of November 2nd, 2018, 243 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, criminal damage, 1 year. 2016, forgery, 2 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term, DOC. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 1, substance abuse score is not listed. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2002, burglary, third degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2011, resisting arrest, Texas, guilty, other sanction. His community risk score is a G1B2.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Rosales, we're back to you. Let's just talk a little while. Let's just get a little information from you based upon the case supervision summary. Seems that initially when you were released to TLC, now in Tucson, and then we left there, and then we moved to 1702 East Allen Street, also in Tucson. And then you ended up, in August of 2017, you ended up on Barnes Road up in Stanfield, Arizona. So those are the three places where you resided, sir, while you were out, sir?
Yes, sir.
And just for my information, because I don't know my geography and I should, so I learned it today. Now, where is Stanfield, Arizona? Where is that located at, sir?
It's 50 miles out of Casa Grande.
Oh, okay. So I know about where you are. So that's, sir. So when I drive by there again, I'm going to wave at you, sir, and say, how you doing, sir? So look for me. I'll be just driving by just looking for you, sir. Anyway, sir, I do take note that you had some employment while you were out. You were working at T&K Feeds. What were you doing there, sir?
I was operating equipment, feeding the cows and maintenance.
Oh, okay. So you got
on the farm equipment.
So you got plenty of exercise. Yes, sir. You also have a skill. You know how to work on the farm instruments. So you have a skill, sir. Is that the kind of skill you plan to use when you get out later? That's what you plan to do,
yeah,
sir?
I'm going to be employed there when I get out.
Oh, okay. You think you're so good they would re-employ you, sir, once you're out?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear that. Oh, yes, sir. And while you're out, let me just ask this. I don't see it anywhere, but did you use any drugs, any alcohol, anything like that while you were out, sir?
Yes, sir. The last 2 months, I started using.
What were you using, sir?
Meth.
So, you were working there at T&K, and you were using the money that you were making to buy some meth, sir? Is that what you were doing, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Okay, well, I guess that's one way you can spend some money. So have you done anything, sir, on a serious note to help you get rid of that problem, you know, anything like NA or AA or any other type program? Have you participated in any of them at all to help you to stop using meth or any other drugs, sir?
No, sir. I got my wake-up call and I came here again when I got picked up.
How did you get picked up, sir? How did the sheriff's department pick you up, sir?
I was doing a side job and where we were, the neighbor had called the sheriff. So the sheriff went over there and to see what we were doing on that property, but we had permission to be there. And I told the officer, you know, I had a parole warrant on him, and I wasn't going to resist or nothing, so I came in. I told him I needed rehab anyways.
So you were ready to get that behind you and get all straightened out. Now, we show that you absconded for 243 days. So what were you doing those days, sir, when you were absconded? I mean, you were working, I know that. And the last 2 months you started using some drugs. Well, what else were you doing, sir?
I was mainly just working and then staying home.
And I know when I read the information on you, you indicated that your PO knew where you were when I said that you had absconded. So did you actually talk to your PO or see your PO so that they would know where you were while you were out, sir, during those 243 days?
No, it was September when I got my transfer to back to Stanfield. That's when I gave the address. And I was going to my counseling program in Tucson, and I was late for my last class. I only had one more class to do, and I would have graduated the program. I had one class left, and I was late to it, and the doors were locked, so I had to turn around and come back. So when I called my counselor, she said I was discharged.
Okay. Which class was that? Was that the one that... Which class were you in, sir?
I was at that 1291 program.
Okay. So you almost completed Senate Bill 1291, just that one class.
Yeah.
I had
one class left and I would have graduated.
My goodness, you were just so close. Yes, sir. So we hope the next time, we hope that this will never happen to you again. We hope to never see you in arms again. Okay, Sarah, so at this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you, sir. Distinguished board members, any questions? They have no questions for you at this time, sir. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to tell the board anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir. What else you want to tell the board this afternoon, sir?
Yeah, I never intended on running or absconding, but it's just one of those things that, you know, they already had a revoked my parole, so I just stayed working. And I was always waiting for them to, my parole officer to come to the house to come get me, but like I said, I got the paperwork right here with the address. I've been at the address the whole time. And they never came out. And when we got pulled over by the sheriffs right there leaving the property, I didn't plan on running. I told the officer, you know, I had the warrant right off the bat. Because I knew that I needed to get a little bit of rehab. Because drugs ain't my thing out there. I'm 33 years old. I never used meth in my life.
Well, I'm glad to know that you're getting ready to change your life, because drugs are not good for you, and drugs are not going to help you at all in the future. Now, Dan Stanfield, who are you living with up there? That's your relatives, or you just have some friends up there, sir?
He's a good friend of mine. I grew up with him, and I own a piece of property 3 blocks away.
Oh, okay.
I got a piece of property that I own.
You hold on to that,
and fixing up.
You hold on to that, pay your taxes and fix it up and be a productive citizen, sir, and then life will be just waiting for you in the future. So at this time, sir, anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
No, sir. Okay.
Well, I want to thank you so much for participating in the hearing. I'm going to ask if you would stay on the phone. As part of the open meeting law in Arizona, you can hear everything that we say and see everything that we do. And so at this time, the board is going into discussion. I'm going to ask that you remain quiet, and then we will tell you what the decision of the board is and as soon as we finish this discussion. The board is now in discussion. Again, I find that Mr. Zolder is a very interesting. Again, we have a very honest young man. He's only 33 years of age. And he was ready to get his life on track, and somehow things just didn't work out. He ended up getting off track. He almost completed that 1291 program, which is an excellent program. Just missed by one class, otherwise he would have completed that program. But we saw that did not work, and then he ended up absconding for those 243 days. I really admire him, but since he's going to be out in November, at any rate, I think it would be best for him to complete this program. I mean, while he's released, so when he comes out, he won't have to report to a parole officer or anyone else. He'll be on his own, and he can go back up there in the Stanfield and get his property all straightened out and work and not spend any of that money on methamphetamine or any other illegal substances. So that's my feel, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. I don't hear anything else coming from board members. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion that is to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision. It was the record that he had left in criminal ways, inasmuch as he absconded for some 243 days, as well as he self-admitted that he did use some methamphetamine. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second. Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Corrales, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So your community supervision has been revoked, however, you are going to be released on November the 2nd. That may sound like a long time, but it's just a few months, and at that time, you won't have to report to a parole officer. You're going to be on your own at that time. Good luck, and we hope again never to see you in arms again. So for this, we end the hearing. Thank you, sir, and please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.